Marv.
Coming into this year, there was a lot of focus on defense, defending Howard, defense. But would you be surprised if I told you that through four games and through halftime of the last game, you guys actually held the Magic to less points per possession than they did against the rest of the league? But offensively, you guys do 113.5 points per 100 possessions, and you're doing 93.5 points per possession against Orlando. So it indicates kind of that the offense is the issue. Do those numbers kind of surprise you?
They definitely do. And at the same time, they really don't. You know, we defended fairly well, you know, the other night. Fairly well. I mean, obviously, they got a lot of guys that can score the ball. And, you know, they gave 114 points. But, you know, our defense wasn't all that bad. You know, offensively, man, we kind of stunk, though. You're absolutely right. And those numbers, you know, don't surprise me because I can tell that we did stick it up. And, you know, Orlando always plays us great, man. They do a great job defensively, man. It's easy for those guys to be aggressive when you got a monster like that sitting in the paint, man, to have your back. So they do a great job of really getting up and putting pressure on guys.
What's the key then to the offense tonight? Is it moving? I mean, is it as simple as saying, hey, we just got to move, we can't stand?
Right. You got to move the ball and your body, man. You definitely got to move your body. You know, try to find open areas. Sometimes they do come over and play somewhat of a zone defense or a help defense with Howard. So, I mean, there are open holes in the offense. You just got to try to find them on the floor and make plays when you can get the ball there.
You're one of the main guys that are, you know, athletic and slash. You know, you guys got a lot of, but, I mean, you did that a lot during the year. So is that something that you're taking on yourself, say, hey, you know, kind of make that mental check?
Yeah, I've definitely taken a look at the film and looked at some areas where I can definitely improve on, you know, tonight. You know, like I said, moving my body to an open area and then trying to make plays once I do, you know, get to that spot. So it's going to take a total team effort, you know, on the offensive end and continue to play hard defensively, man, because they're not going to give it to us. They're a great team, and we know that, and, you know, it's going to be a good series for us.
A lot of people writing about after that last game how demoralizing, you know, but – you know, I've seen this team bounce back from tough losses at home. You know, you guys have kind of a cornerback's mentality to some of this stuff where, you know, the next game, you know, one game had no bearing on the next. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. I think guys, you know, were embarrassed from last game. But at the same time, you're never out. It's one game. You know, we know it's one game in the series. And, you know, we're going to come back tonight and definitely compete. I think that's the main thing. You know, when we compete and play hard, man, we always put ourselves in position to win. So we got to compete tonight as a team.
Okay, one more. You know, when the ball stops, like it stopped in the last one, who's responsible for kick-starting that thing up and getting the ball moving and get people moving, stuff like that?
Well, I think the main thing is we've got to get a play call. You know, when we start playing, you know, isolation basketball one-on-one, we got a lot of guys that can score the ball on this team, you know, especially isolate. Right. So sometimes, you know, we do end up isolating the basketball, but when we get a play call and get motion, the ball's moving from side to side, you know, we're a pretty tough team to guard.
Thanks, Mark. No problem. Appreciate it, man.